Good morning and welcome. I've got a few interesting notices for you today. First of all, Eunice and I are going away on holiday on Monday for 10 days. We're away from the 3rd of August to the 12th. And as you probably can guess, we're going to stay with Neil and Karen in that beautiful area of the Forest of Dean. I'm sure you'll be glad to know that Aidan at Willow Tree Pub have agreed that we can start our services again from September the 6th. We'll give you more information nearer the date, but as long as things remain as they are, we will be meeting together again on the first Sunday in September. Next Sunday, you have a representative of Lynx who will be speaking to you. There will not be communion, but that will be on the first Sunday that I am back, which is the 16th of August. With regards to the new ministry online, that will start also in September, and it will deal with all those things that people find hard. Loss of a loved one, depression, all of those kind of things. There are many things worrying people today. There's a lot of mental health problems, there's suicides and so forth. And we want to try and share our view on these things as we see it through Jesus and his ministry. And so there'll be an opportunity for us to share Jesus' love. We're going to start our service this morning with the hymn, How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sounds. As we come to the Lord to praise and thank him, we're going to use the words of the Psalms. Let us pray. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Lord, we praise you. Amen. And now we're going to sing an old hymn, a lovely one. Oh, happy day.
Bible reading today is taken from Matthew chapter 9 verses 35 to 38. The workers are few. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and illness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field."
We now come to our Lord in believing prayer, knowing that he will not only hear the prayer, but he will answer it in accordance with his will. Let us pray. We thank you, O Lord, for the way that you love and care for us. We thank you, Lord, for the forgiveness that we receive from you. And Lord, we pray for peace and unity in the world. We pray for an end to racism. We pray for an end to the coronavirus. We pray, Lord, for the world at large. Many problems, many needs. But Lord, we thank you that the world is in your hands. We thank you that our lives are in your hands. And Lord, we thank you for the church throughout the world. And we thank you for the church in this area. We pray, Lord, for the church at Barton that is going through an interregnum, seeking a new pastor. We pray for Riviera Life. We thank you for them and the support that they've given to the debt center and to me personally. We pray for Mount Olive, for the people that have supported us in many ways. We pray for the Fellowship of Upton Vale. Lord, we pray that you would be with them through this difficult time. We pray for the church in Preston. Lord, we pray for Tricia. Jez has gone and she is the only pastor there. Lord, we pray that you would encourage her, that you would indeed go with her. Be with the church, may they support Tricia. We pray for the church in Teignmouth. We thank you for Jamie and his ministry. And Lord, we pray also for Chudley and King Staten. Chudley has Eleanor as their pastor. King Staten has David. Both of them have no premises of their own, and it makes work in the week very difficult. So Lord, be with them and help them. And then Lord, we pray for our church here at the Willows. We thank you that I will be attending a site meeting with the leader of the council when I return from holiday. And I ask you to pray, Lord, we want to pray now, that there will be a good result from that site meeting. And we can begin to look forward to having premises of our own. Lord, we pray for each other. We pray for Dawn, for Bruce, for Emma, for Hannah, for Morris, for John, for Margaret. We pray for David, Wendy, Joshua and Darren. We pray for Jean and Stuart, for Sharon, Peter, Jade and Fraser. We pray for Ollie and her family. We pray for her sons and her daughter, for Jackie, for John, for Wayne, for all her grandsons and granddaughters, and for all Rod's children and grandchildren. We pray, Lord, for Rita, for Terry and Jackie, for Russell and Julie. We pray for Sarah. We pray for her family, her friends, and her neighbors. We pray for Brian, for his son and his friends. We pray for Graham, Dean, and Rachel. We pray for Paul and Jennifer and their family. We pray for Richard, for Barbara, for Harry, and their family and friends. And Lord, it's not an easy time for Richard, but you know all about that. And we pray that you will give him your wisdom. We pray for Richard Saunders, still in Suffolk. but we hope we'll be returning home to Jilly and Robert soon. We pray for Eunice and myself. Lord, may we indeed have a good rest. I'm told, Lord, that I've got to rest completely and not do any work. Lord, that will be difficult. But we ask you to give us safe travel to and from our holiday. Lord, hear the prayers of each one of us. We know, Lord, you love us. We know we're very special to you. We may not deserve it, but you are such a wonderful God. And we want, Lord, to walk daily with you. These and all our prayers we bring this morning in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Now we're going to sing the hymn, All I Once Have Again.
Jesus. my righteousness, and I love you, Lord.
Our message today is entitled Sharing Our Life Message. In other words, if you like, sharing our life's testimony. From the passage that Emma read to us this morning, from Matthew 5, I just want to give you Matthew 9, sorry, I want to give you just two verses. Jesus said to his disciples, "The harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." 1 John 5, verse 10. Those who believe in the Son of God have the testimony of God in them. No, my friends, God has given us a life message to share. God wants us to speak to the world through us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 8. The Lord's message rang out from you. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. 2 Corinthians 2 verse 17. We speak the truth of God as messengers sent from God. And Acts 1 verse 8. You will be my witnesses. What a challenge. But we don't go alone. The Lord goes with us. He equips and empowers us. Our life message includes our testimony of how Jesus made a difference in our lives. 1 Peter 2:9, you are the chosen people. Isn't that wonderful? God has chosen us to be his disciples, his ambassadors. 1 Peter 3 verses 15 and 16, be ready at all times to answer anyone who asks you to explain the hope that you have, but do it with gentleness and respect. Yes, we share the love of Jesus, but we need to think about how we do it. Psalm 119, verse 33, and this is from the Message translation. God, teach me lessons for living so that I can stay the course. Or if you like, so we can run the course that God has indeed for us. Our life message includes sharing our godly passions. As we grow closer to God, he will give us a passion for something that he cares about deeply, so that we can be a spokesman for him in this world. Matthew 12 verse 34, Jesus said, a man's heart determines his speech. And Jeremiah 20 verse 9, I love this one. Your message burns in my heart and bones, and I cannot keep silent. I hope we, like Jeremiah, can say that. Our life message then includes the good news. The good news that when we trust God's grace to save us through what Jesus did, our sins are forgiven. We have a new purpose for living, and we are promised a future hope in heaven. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 9. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. This is the wonderful message that God has given us to tell others. We do not work for salvation. It is God's wonderful gift to us. My friends, if we have been afraid to share the good news with those that are around us, let us ask God to fill our hearts with his love for them. 1 John 4 verse 18, there is no fear in love. Perfect love drives out all fear. 2 Peter 3 verse 9, God does not anyone to be lost, but he wants all people to change their hearts and lives. And Colossians 4 verse 5, make the most of your chances to tell others the good news. Be wise in all your contacts with them. And finally, let me ask this question. Is anyone going to be in heaven because of us? Imagine the joy of greeting people in heaven who we've helped to get there. Oh yes, it's only God that makes it possible, but he uses us as his ambassadors to share his love. And if we do that, and people come to know and accept Jesus, then we will indeed meet them in heaven. We've got a tremendous task, a great responsibility, but we've got a very powerful God to work in and through us. And so to him be the glory. Amen. And now, a closing hymn, I serve a risen Savior.
And with all those we love, both now